Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
What's up? It's Wet Wednesday, so I really hope y'all ready to get it in tonight. I got a nice little show for y'all. We really don't have a topic right now, so if you got something sexy you want to talk about on the radio, 563-999-3411, and we're going to get into it, no buns intended. So let me see. I'm going to start it out with something a little chill tonight. What Wednesday, not all slow, but definitely sexy. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B, as I sit over here in spare time. So, all right, check it out. This right here is a new track we got over here. Matter of fact, I'm going to let him tell you who he is.
Yo, what's up? It's Cam Corvée. Listen, keep it locked to Monster US Radio with my bro, DJ E Monster. This is Cam Corvée.
Check it out.
And you're listening to my new single, Give It a Try, on Monster US Radio.
Hey, here it is. Give It a Try. Wet Wednesday. This is a little smooth for y'all. You know what I mean? That pre-game foreplay type music. Cam Corvée.
I like to just go with the flow of things. I've been on a discipline when people talk about love or what it means. But for some reason, the way you talk about it now sound good. Like real good.
Try.
Give it a try. Cam Covey. K-A-M-C-O-V-E-T. Just so you get it right when you look him up on social media. It's Wet Wet Wednesday. Online radio with a roar. Tonight we add a little ooh-wee to it. So, alright, how you doing, Miss Unbelievable?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm feeling monstrous.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
I'm in that mood. You know that.
Right. Hey, it's sunny outside. The wind's blowing, but hey, it ain't too bad out there. It just puts you in the mood here in the Twin Cities. I'm just saying, it's the vibe. It's the vibe.
It really is. It is. I like the vibe. It makes me just want to just be real, real nasty. Like, I'm just going to keep 100. Just be, just, like, dirty mind. Like, whatever's on that dirty mind of yours, that's what I'm thinking. Like, not perverted, but just, I'm on the tip of it. I'm just, like, on the tip of my tongue dirty. Like, So be careful. Whatever comes out of my mouth, please. It is Miss Unbelievable's moment. The radio is not responsible for it. It's my only. Just gonna let you know. Give y'all a heads up, a warning shot. Boop, boop, is went out. Boop, boop.
So, all right. So, you feeling Miss Jackson nasty?
Yes.
Okay. That's what it is. So, hey, I guess apparently that's what this quarantine is going to do to some of us, or has already done. You know what I mean? You had to spend a little extra time to spend on yourself. You know, think of some extra shit to do, hang some extracurricular shit from the ceiling fan. All kinds of things to do. So, you know, that's kind of what we're on tonight. We want to know what special things are you doing to relieve your stress. That's what we're going to call it right now. We're going to act like our parents is around to relieve some stress. What are you doing during the quarantine? So, all right, that's what we're on tonight. At least that's my topic. I mean, do you have a topic for tonight?
Yeah.
I know you usually got something.
I know you guys is like movie buffs. Like everyone around me is a movie buff, right? So what sexy scene from a movie would you want to recreate and make it your own?
Okay, now are we just doing it or are we actually recording?
Recreate. We recording. We bringing it in. We got props. We got everything.
Props. Okay then. We got props. Okay, that's what we on. Alright. Here's another one to add to that one. You know what I mean? Seeing that it is quarantine time. See, we talked about a couple weeks back what the definition of Netflix and chill is. Apparently, may not be the same what it started out as. But as we Netflix and chill, I mean, are you inviting people over? That's one. Number two, if you're Netflixing and chilling, is there a scene in a movie that sets it off? You understand what I'm saying? Where y'all just be watching a movie and it gets to going down in the movie, and now y'all going into. Okay, that's another one. We got all kinds of stuff for y'all tonight to talk about.
And, you know, I asked this. Now, it may bring the little vibe down, but I asked this on my Facebook page, and I got a lot of hits. It says, do you believe that love can make people overcome their differences in this quarantine time? Can love make people overcome their differences? I got a lot of, you know, that's just like on the end of the show tonight, you know, to bring it on down. But just think about that. Do you believe that love can make people overcome their differences? I got a lot of comments. So,
Right. Well, I want to hear them comments because that's a silly question to me. I got an answer for it. I'm just saying that's a silly question to me. So we're going to get into it. We got a lot of stuff in store for y'all. So, hey, move with us, groove with us. Just make sure you do it monstrously. Here's something right here I got for y'all, something new. This right here is a panty snatcher. That's right. I said panty snatcher. That's right. It's Keisha Love. This is called The Real Miss Park. That's what we're going to start saying. We're not going to say Miss Jackson. Are you the real Miss Unbelievable tonight?
Miss Parker. Yes, I am. The one and only.
Keisha Love.
The real Miss Parker. 563-999-3411. Press 1, Miss Parker. Yes.
In my classroom. Come on in and take a seat. Sit down. Find a chair. Find a chair and sit down. You know what I'm here for. You know what I'm gonna do.
Get you in the mood. This is our panty dropper.
I gotta say, that is definitely a slow grinding song. Like, it just make you just want to just go in motion real slow. It's not like a upbeat slow. It's like a slow grind, like a slow grinding wine type song. And then you just like, when you go down and whine, you just say my name every time. Yeah, okay, my bad.
T.J. Love to me is like the new version, but a female version, but her music's like the new, his name just went, Babyface. It is. She's like the new female Babyface. When you listen to her music, she got that slow seduction. You put it on, somebody getting pregnant. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She said go in. She said,
I know I'm having somebody nut a few times. I know I'm having you nut about 5, 6, 7 times. Like, I'm going to snatch you back in the bed when you, nope, not yet. I'm going to snatch you right back. Nope, not yet. Yeah, that's that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Boo-boo. Well, let's welcome to the show Miss Jazzy B. How you doing, Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
There you are. And say, there you go. Got yourself on mute.
Yes, of course. My favorite place to be.
Right. So what's good?
Cooling, cooling, cooling on this wet, juicy, juicy Wednesday.
Right.
Hey, girl.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Here we go with our girly moment. I'll let y'all have that tonight.
Girl, dripping wet. How about you? Dripping wet. How about you, girl? Trip.
Moist.
Okay.
So, what we talking about tonight? Basically, we talking about like quarantine love. What are some special things people are doing? Like I said, we got time to do all kinds of things. We got time to get into hobbies, clean up the house, time to take care of yourself or take care of somebody else. So, I mean, like, what's going on sexually during the quarantine? So that's one of the questions we got going on tonight. We're going to talk about that. It's Unbelievable had some. What was yours, Miss Nasty?
You movie... Say my name, Miss Parker. If you guys are my movie buff, if there was a scene in a movie that you can recreate, sexual scene, what would it be? The sexual scene recreated. What movie? Think about it. Props,
okay.
Places, everything. What would you recreate?
I got mine right now.
I know you do.
I got mine right now. I ain't even have to think about it.
I know I got mine too.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, there's that. You know, I think we got a couple other followers, but you know, we got to get through those ones first. So, all right, now usually, you know, you're usually the leader on our wet Wednesday. So, I mean, do you got something to slide in there?
I just want to know what makes y'all moist in the quarantine time. What gets your panties wet?
There we go. It all comes together.
Are y'all tired of each other? Are y'all fucking like rabbits?
So I send it out. Let's see. Let me get my system to go over here. So, all right. I got another track for everybody. Matter of fact, this right here is another upcoming artist. And I think it kind of goes to what Jazzy is talking about right now. As soon as I can find it here, this is Marco DeRoos. This is right here, whether you do or not. He's talking about come through. Wait, Wednesday. We're going to start our discussions after this. 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 if you're feeling sexual.
It's waiting. Come in. Shawty, come slow it down. Let me come do just what I want. A nigga ain't just tryna front. Feel I can put it down. I'll be your lighter to your blunt. Just take this heat off in your lungs. Put it in motion now. Your body fainting for the pleasing. I can ease, not tryna tease. But let me stroke it out. You know you bagger, that's the type of shit I like. She gon' come through when I call her 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout ride when I want it, yeah. She gon' come through. She gon' come through. She gon' come through when I call her 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout ride when I want it, yeah. She gon' come through. Gonna come through. I'm trying to lay you down. Give you the pleasure that you need. Lick you in places that you think. Feel like that nigga now. I make you feel like you a queen. Just wanna get off in between. I'm trying to put it down. You can stay until the morning. And wake up and jump back on. And let me stroke it out. You know you bad, girl, that's the type of shit I like. She gon' come through when I call her up. 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout it. Ride when I want it, yeah. She gon' come through. She gon' come through when I call her. 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout it. Ride when I want it, yeah. She gon' come through. If you're corny, girl, let's do it. Shawty, come over, girl.
Where is that?
It's waiting. Come in, jump on it. If you're corny, girl, let's do it. Shawty. My saddles is waiting. Come in, jump.
She gon' come through when I call her. 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout it. Ride when I want it, yeah. She gon' come through when I call her. 3 in the morning. And ride on that pony, shout it. She gon' come through.
Yeah, Wet Wednesday. We talking about quarantine sex. He said, come through, you dig? Pull up, have quarantine sex. That's where you just pull up and stick your ass out the window. Get in, and I just fuck you by standing outside. They're doing everything else in the car. Fuck it. Y'all know the number, 563-999-3411. You can join our conversation. We might even let you slide something in there as a topic. But let's go ahead and get into our discussion. Is there one that you ladies want to talk about first?
Well, she can decide.
I would like to go with the movie scene for 500, Alex.
Well, all right. We started out with the movie scene. So, all right. Come on, it's unbelievable. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Parker, tonight.
Yeah.
Set us up.
Okay. Here it is. Your favorite scene in the movie, including the props, the place, and you are the people. Let's hear it. Let's go. Jazzy B, let me hear you.
All right. I'll see y'all. Okay. How many of y'all have seen Billy? But that's my favorite. With Chuck, Naughty by Nature or whatever. There's a scene in there with him and Lil Keisha or whatever, you know. I would love to play that whole little scene out again. And then there's another movie with him called Love in a Bullet. I don't know if y'all seen that. But it's a scene in there where he grab her by her neck and throw her against the wall. You feel me? They just... It just go from there. It start with dinner, you know, he buy her a little gift or whatever, everything. She opened the gift, and then when she look up after opening her gift, he naked. Just naked, nothing on him. And then, you know, then went the wall pin and the pickup and, you know, all that good stuff like that. So them was my two scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really not liking you right now, but it is what it is. Cause, yeah, that was mine right there. Where Buns and Keisha and Belly. Oh my goodness, yeah. That one right there. But let's see. If I had to pick another one, let me think about it. What you got, Miss Unbelievable? What's your movie scene that you would recreate, role play, run that back?
Mine was Jason. Mine was, yes, Jason Leary.
Jason Leary. Oh, that's
when,
my third one.
Jada and old boy was in the boat.
In the garden.
In the garden. And they was running, you know, they was floating on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And when he, and all that, and then they was, all that, yes. And then they started fucking. First they started, you know, just kissing. And then they started fucking, like, yes. He was getting in. You saw the sweat. You saw the body. You saw the intensity, the intimacy. And then they just looked at each other. Yes, that is mine.
That was my third one. That was my third one. But I was going to choose the scene where, you know, it was raining. They was mad at each other. And he came in and they was all on the counter at the workplace.
Yes.
And
Boy, sounds like a hell of a movie. I'm just saying.
Boo boo. Oh, Jason Lyric was amazing.
You ain't never seen Jason Lyric?
You know what? I want to say I have, but if I have, I think I've seen it maybe once and I ain't see it no more.
Watch it again. Watch it again.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, okay, I gotta say, I am, you know, I have to go with my 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yes.
All the scenes with that. Yeah.
Play the whole movie.
Yeah, all the scenes in there. I can't pinpoint which one I like the most. They're all just whoo. Especially when you get to pulling and adding fun stuff. And when he was like, when she was like, she was like, "You want to be my dominance?" I was like, ah! She was like, "Okay, hold on." I was like, oh, girl, when he was spanking her, and then when he was, like, putting those, and then, and the favorite part, one of those, when she was out, and she had that vibrator up in her pussy, and he kept, you know, vibrating it, and then he kept looking at each other, and they kept looking at each other, and was like, oh, it's about to go down. Oh, yeah, it's about to go down. You ready? Yes, we ready. They was.
Oh, well, damn. Mm-hmm. You said what movie is this?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
you were supposed
okay.
to have done your homework and watched 1, 2, and 3 long time ago with this.
Yes, you was.
My
bad.
I'm going to need you to do your homework. When we give you homework, you need to do the homework. Okay. We ain't playing. We giving you some good stuff.
When I was watching it, what happened was, what happened was when I was watching it, I was Netflix and chilling, and it just didn't go that far. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it on a wet day.
Oh, okay.
That might be an all right excuse. We might take that.
Fuck with your boy. So I got another track for y'all. Actually, it's a request by Miss Unbelievable. While we set up, remind me which track that was, Miss Unbelievable, while we set up the next combo.
It was two tracks. One was Shantae Moore, and then the other one was Fire and Desire.
Okay. It was that new version. Let me see if I can find that one. That Shantae Moore, she don't add some shit in there. She don't add, oh, it was Shantae Moore and? No, it was not Shantae Moore and.
It was both of you go back and look at the E. Yes, sir, I updated it. Sorry, you need to go back.
Look, update. Yeah, see, here we go with that update shit. Anyway, we trying
always
to keep the
update
check
with
it out,
me.
Y'all. This right here is a remake. I think it's a pretty damn good remake. Check it out. This is Paul Anthony from Full Force and Tanya Deona, Fire and Desire, Wet Wednesday. Now, this one right here is going to get you going.
It's really good to see you again, baby.
Let's get it.
And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. Remember what I used to.
That right there, that's one of them mood setters. See, somebody gonna be fucking tonight. I'm not talking about love making. Somebody gonna be fucking. I'm talking about where they talking about. I'm talking about where you hear that macaroni sound. You know what I'm talking about? They gonna be fucking macaroni sound and cuss words. You motherfucker, you. I'm gonna beat the buns. Let me stop. Bring it back, E. I'm getting a little too sexy over here. By request from Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Fire and desire, man. I'm trying to make a non-baby. A non-baby. non-doctor, okay? A non-baby. That means I can fuck because there ain't going to be not a baby, okay? Stop playing. Yes.
All right. Okay. So, all right, ladies, what we going to talk about next? What we on next?
I'm just going to say this. I got to do that song with someone for karaoke. So whenever y'all get ready, we got to do that for karaoke. And then really, like, play the part. Yes. My bad.
I love karaoke, but I can't never find no fucking body to karaoke with me. It pisses me off. I need new friends.
We just got to come down there one day and do it with you.
Yeah, we'll come down, but she gonna do it with you.
Well, don't worry, just give him some tequila and he'll do it.
She tried to get me to get up there and do some karaoke. I'm like, hell to the no, hell.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. We're not playing. You did it. He's lying. He did it all night long. Matter of fact, he did it. Matter of fact, he started picking out the songs and going first. He lied. Just give him some tequila and he'll be up there. Singing, you'll be having song after song. He'll be doing duets and all kind of stuff. Don't play. Yes, you will.
I was going to say, you lying. I ain't never, ever, ever went out to the bar and did karaoke, but I forgot about that house party. Yeah, I did have some nice tequila shots. It is what it is, but I ain't doing that shit no more. I'll cheer you on. I sure will. I'll be your backup singer, your backup dancer. I ain't singing shit. I'll be your backup dancer, Jazzy.
You got vocals. Don't be scared. You got vocals.
I three-step the shit out there.
Especially if we get to bend each other. You know, you got it.
We're gonna be drunk. For real drunk.
Get you some new friends and have a blast.
Karamoki's drunk.
Just tell them what the gays are. They accept everybody. They don't care how you sound. You can be tone deaf. They're like, yes, bitch, go. Yes, bitch.
Okay. Wednesday.
I don't have any gay friends.
I do.
All my gay friends is bitches.
They the best.
No comment.
All my gay friends are bitches. They be trying to be a pussy.
Mine's strictly dickless. Okay. That's the ones I like. The ones that are strictly dickless. They are scared of pussy. They be like, they tone their nose up. And I be like, yes, we can hang.
All right, bringing it back to where Wednesday. I'm trying to talk about some pussy. So we talking about how we getting it in. During the quarantine, I mean, what y'all doing special? I mean, shit. First of all, I want to know, is y'all having sex with the mask on? I just want to know. Some of y'all, is y'all having sex 6 feet apart? I mean, y'all just watch each other, just play with each other? I mean, what's going on during the quarantine? I mean, what's some things people can do during this quarantine? I think the number one thing people can do is make a movie. Like earlier, Miss Unbelievable talking about role playing and all that type of stuff. Hey, you can make a movie. Do the whole setup, come in the crib, all that extra stuff. It ain't the best part is editing it. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, some people say you're lying. The best part is making it.
Well, if you edit, all you got to do is see when you edit, that means you got to put something back, so you're going to redo it, reshoot, so you get to do it better, you know, especially if you had a wrong angle. So if you know you suck a dick and you don't get the slobber part, you'd be like, we could do that again, because we need the slobber motion, the spit coming off, and you'd be like, yeah. And then, you know, we never talked about last week, and I knew there was something, chin up, chin down. So you want to explain to the people, chin up, chin down, and then they will know at the right angle how to do the chin up, chin down.
Right. Well, we're on this on the movie part right now, so we'll get to that part just a little bit. But One thing that you did just touch on, like about the movies, like everybody thinks it's always about making movies to just make a movie, or you know, or record yourself just to make a movie, or you know, to post it somewhere or whatever, whatnot, for one of y'all can watch later when y'all not together or whatever, whatever. But I think one thing is you can do a recording. You don't have to keep it, but you can record it and y'all can watch it back. Then you can see what the other person likes.
Mm-hmm.
And then know what to do next time. You dig? So it's not always about recording just to make a movie. You can record it just to see what they like. You can see when their eyes roll back. Oh, okay. When I did that stroke, or like Unbelievable said, you know, hey, watch yourself doing your chin up, chin down. You okay? She motherfucking leg was shaking when I did this part. Turned my head that way. Okay, she liked that. Blah 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 blah. So that's another great thing about doing recording.
And you know, another thing about recording is, you know, when she's masturbating, you can see, you know, how she masturbates. And, or how he, you know, jacks off, and then you can see where his, you know, where you can join in or switch. You know, you can watch how they enjoy their body. You can watch how he's enjoying his body, so you'll know when you want to do your hand job and when he wants to do his finger job. He'll know what to do. He'll know exactly where you, he'll, you know, take a little look. Oh, she's going there. Oh, she's popping off there. So, yeah, pointers all day.
Oh,
lighting.
My goodness. I think that is the most underrated part about, you know, sex between people that is, like, totally missed is when you watch each other, as they call it, masturbate, right? Because, I mean, that's how you really learn what that other person likes. I mean, if you watch them, you'll know, like, here's an example, like, fellas, like, every woman doesn't like to be inserted during foreplay. Some women do. You can see that when she's, you know what I mean, showing off for you. That's what we're going to call it right now, showing off. While she's showing off for you, she'll show you. While she's touching herself, if she puts her hands in there, then you know. When you do it, put your hand in there. If she don't do it, she just plays with the clit a lot, then you play with the clit a lot. If she does certain things, rub her breasts while she's doing it and all this other stuff, and them are the things that you should be paying attention to, because these are the things you want to do it, because you're going to make it better. Because you'll be inserted and blah, 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 the pressure and so on and so forth, it's going to make it better. But I think that's one of the parts that's, like, really missed in, you know, sex between two people is watching each other pleasure themselves. I mean, how y'all feel about it?
Oh, yeah. I love pleasuring myself. That's how I'm getting past this quarantine. Shit. Fuck.
Yeah. Like I said, got time to handle yourself. So
yeah, it's all
you know,
good. But understand, you know, a woman doesn't understand her body. She's a man's not going to be able to understand it. So I'm always saying, you know, touch your breast, suck your breast, you know, lick your pussy, like not lick it, but you know, put your fingers down there, taste it. You got to know what your body is and how you like it to be caressed and touched and felt, and what you like and what you don't like. It's like you can't just accept, because if they say you like it and you really don't like it, are you going to be honest and be like, yeah, I like it? Then you know you don't like it. They can tell if your body's liking something or not. So I think once you pay attention, you always should explore each other's body at all times. Like, just explore. Just start from the head down to the feet. If he move his feet, oh, he don't like his feet being touched. If she say, oh, she likes her toes being sucked. Like, explore. Take a time and explore. Don't touch his booty. Oh, he don't like his booty being touched. Some people like their booty being touched. Oh, they like to suck between their thighs. Oh, maybe they don't like suck between their thighs. So it's like the fun is exploring.
Right. I think I think we're getting sexually deep mentally over here. I think one of the points you just said that I pulled out of there was you gotta know how to please yourself. Like if you can't make yourself come, how can you expect me to? It is.
Not
for
just come. If you can't make yourself squirt, you ain't doing it right. You just down there just, you know, rubbing and rubbing. If you ain't got your own leg shaking, baby, he ain't going to get that leg shaking.
Right. I almost feel guilty. Almost. Never feel guilty, but almost. I'm just saying. Borderline.
And I mean, and if you want to add the toys in there, you know, so you could get creative. So when you're trying to show out for him, be like, okay, here's the toy, here's me, here's how I feel, you know, then you are straight. Like, you even, and then be like, okay, do you like it here? Let me, you know, just try it. Just try. I think what I'm trying to tell you now, just be nasty and try it. Don't close yourself off and be like, oh, I'm, you know, uppity. I can't do that. I'm not doing that. Bitch, if you don't, somebody else will. Thanks.
Right.
So.
Okay, you know, I got kind of quiet over there, Jazzy. You on mute, Nia? You put yourself on mute, or are you over there multitasking?
Yes, I was on mute, but I was listening. I was just listening. But I agree with everything you guys are saying and everything, you know. Miss Unbelievable said a lot of things that I was going to say, so, you know, I'm right in there with you guys.
Okay.
Well, I guess your topic for like next. What was your topic again?
What was my topic? Oh, my topic was what is getting you most during this quarantine period? What is getting your panties wet?
Okay. That's what we want to know. So we're going to take another breather because it's about that sexy music. Them panty droppers around here. Here go another request from Miss Parker. So who knows what she's going to pull out. This is Shantae Moore, real one. That's the one you want, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it with
a real
roar,
one. Jazzy's the real one.
Wet Wednesday.
He's the real one.
Conversation when it comes to dope relations. I ain't never had a big one. It's gotta be some kind of catch. It's too perfect. All this loving you're giving me, even though I know I'm worth it. He be buying in bags, sending that cash, make it right back. Texting me, call me right back. You know that every girl really loves that.
Shantae Moore, real one. You a real one standing right now during this quarantine. You know what I mean? Shake something.
Hey.
All right, big shout out to Shantae Moore. She healed up pretty good. She thinks that she may have had the coronavirus before the whole epidemic really got big and everything, but she shook it. She's doing well. She was ill. Not confirmed that that's what she had, but she thinks that's what she had, but she's all good now. We friends on Instagram. That's why she be commenting on my comments. So I'm just saying, it is what it is. Big mad love to Shantae Moore. So Jazzy said, what is y'all doing basically to keep in the mood? She said, ladies, what y'all doing to stay wet? During the quarantine. Well, I imagine people was watching porn sites.
No, I'm not really a porn. Me, myself. I'm not really a porn person. I'd rather make my own porn. I'm really big on watching other people.
Right.
I'm not really a porn person either. I think I can watch maybe like the first 2 seconds, 2-3 minutes. It just don't look real. It just don't look enticing. Like, I don't. Oh, wait. I did find one that was funny as shit, and I did watch that. Animation or cartoon porn. Now that shit's funny. Like, I fell the fuck out when I saw that. Now I will watch that. But anything like the adults, yeah, no. But cartoon, yeah.
I just don't understand how people be addicted to porn. Like, I have never got that. I just can't watch nobody fuck like that. I mean. I'm real, like, you know, back in the day, you and your girl or you and your homie used to get a room together. Like, I have never been that person.
I guess because I like to do it myself. I don't like watching nobody else. I've been, like, looking around like, what the fuck? Like, why watch it and you by yourself? You're like, no.
Right. Well,
I guess it may be okay watching it with somebody else.
Right. Well, that's one point. I was going to say that's one part of it. People watch them together, try to mimic the movies or whatever, whatnot. But I think there's kind of different reasons. Like, one, people who get it on the regular, sexy motherfuckers usually don't watch porn. Y'all don't need to. Like you say, you can make your own, or you just watch while you get it on the regular. People that don't get it on the regular, they tend to watch porn. Like I said, it's kind of fantasy type thing. Say if a guy likes blondes, but he can't find no blondes, he's going to go on there, watch some blondes, get it in. Whether he like a tall girl, big girl, whatever. Whatever he's not getting, he might go look on there to see what it would be like to be with somebody like that, or what they would look like naked. I think another part is too, and this was the one that kind of surprised me, a lot of ladies that watch porn, they look for styles and techniques. I say when they try to, you know, strum up something different in the bedroom, whatever, whatnot, that's when they watch it. They look for techniques and new moves, and so it's almost like a sex training without being a thot. You know what I mean? So those are like some of the reasons why people do watch, you know, porn websites. So, all right, Jazz, I mean, so what do you do to stay in the mood during the quarantine?
Walk around naked.
You say what?
Walk around naked. Anyway, I don't never have on clothes. My daughter said, "Mom, you don't never wear clothes. Every time I come in your room, you naked. Come sin. This is my room."
Right, but, right. That's why you gotta knock on my door. So, now, have y'all seen this? It kind of relates to what Jazzy just said. And would you try this? I seen a challenge that they were doing where basically where say like your boyfriend or your husband's playing video games, right? Or he's occupied watching a TV show he ain't gonna walk away from. And then you just come in, you just got on a towel, and you walk in front of him, and then you just throw the towel at him. And then he turns and see what his reaction is. It's a nice little video. They don't show the lady naked or nothing like that. They just show from her perspective. So she shows it where she's walking. She usually shows, like, maybe her legs or something to stimulate she's naked. And then she throws the towel, and then, you know, the guys go bonkers. Have y'all seen that video?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was actually going to bring that up. I'm glad you did. That I tried the challenge. It doesn't work. He didn't give a damn.
Boom.
He was just like,
oh, damn.
Babe, move. I'm like, I want to hook this whole motherfucking game.
Yeah, I must have been together for a while.
I think it has to do like, you know, what you're doing. I don't know. You gotta like it, butt naked. But I think I'd be like butt naked, holding up one of your favorite games. Like, look what I bought you. Then you coming because you're trying to come get that. It's like when you've been together for a long time and you know he's playing this game and that's what he like. You gotta entice him with something that he even like better.
You should like you better. The fuck,
girl. Video games and everything else, please. Yeah, they should, but unfortunately,
it's better than the game. I'm sorry, it overtrumps that shit. Kids come out of there.
Oof.
Oh shit. Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can also, like, role play there. I mean, you know, whatever game he's playing, you could try to role play, dress up as, you know, if he's playing a shoot 'em up game, you can, you know, dress up as a military thot or something like that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I could be naked holding an AR, and this is still my bed for this motherfucking game. I'm not.
Ooh.
I got all kinds of dudes in my foot.
That's like,
I think you just gotta make it fun. Yeah.
Mhm.
It should be. It should be. That's a conversation.
I think I need a new boyfriend. I think I just need a new boyfriend.
Right.
I'm throwing out the bat signal, like, hey, come through, because I ain't got no in-house dick, so I be, like, throwing out the bat signal, like, it's time to come home, daddy-o, quarantine time over here. And then, you know, I walk around naked, too. Like, I curse Eve for clothes. I really don't like clothes. And then with that video, like I said, I would just do something fun to get their attention. Like, you got to, you know what they like to get their full attention. And I think sometimes holding out and, you know, making it exciting, doing fun things, you know, they'll drop it.
I can walk in the room and be like, let me suck your dick. And this nigga is still finna be playing the game. Like, not right now. Nigga, did you play right now?
Now, look. I'll tell you right now.
It's a whole nother topic.
I know what his thing is. I know what his thing is, Jazzy. I can tell you right now. I know what the thing is with that. Don't take it personal, okay? Okay? Don't take it personal. This is what the problem is. He's satisfied. You think he's good right now? Like, all his motherfucking sexual hormones is blowing out his motherfucking dick last time y'all got it in. He's satisfied. He's good right now. It's like trying to give somebody, like, they just ate a full-ass motherfucking dinner. You know what I mean? And then you try to give them some more. I'm good right now. Now, tomorrow I might be hungry again. I might be starving, and I might want some. I might beat you up for it. But right now, I'm full. I'm good. So I'm telling you that's probably what the situation is. So don't take it personal.
I wish you could see my face.
I tried. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Comic Cafe? What's that all about, Miss Unbelievable Comic Cafe?
Comma Cafe, where there are no menus, you will be served what you deserve. Hood Couch is open. We are your therapist, and the Soul of Me Speaks will be speaking. Hey, now. Y'all, I'm a little tipsy. I had happy hour, so when he asked me the question, I had to, you know, click in. Yeah, my bad.
I know you weren't used to it. I threw you off your pills.
Like, I was ready. But you see, I put it. I turned back. That's that girl who got to play that basketball. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all, you got my pivot foot. Nah, I bounced back. I played.
Oh, snap. So, all right, y'all, tomorrow's Comic Cafe with our I Know Menus. But your ass will be served what you deserve. It's our therapy night where we want you to call in. We know some things is going wrong. Some of y'all got to take care of other people's kids and all kinds of things. But don't hurt nobody where you're going to get 30 days. Call in and put their ass on blast. You know the number. Don't forget you can listen to the archives 24/7, 365. If you miss anything, let's see, what else? MonstarRadio.com. Don't forget about going over there. Our sponsors tonight is the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Weight Management, and forgot the other one, but all right, they good. So on that note, so all right, on that note, we up out of here, y'all. All right. Peace.
Hey.
Love and hair grease.
Get your beat, your meat beat. Yes, and that pussy lick tonight on Earth. Hey.
Oh my gosh, she is the one. She's just gonna end the show.